This Martin Luther King Jr. Day is the deadline that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had set to change how the filibuster works and pass a voting rights bill. Did not happen. But before we get to that, we mark another milestone on this holiday. The late writer and poet Maya Angelou has become the first black woman to have her image displayed on an American quarter. Here she is, reading at the inauguration of President Clinton in 1993.
A rock, a river, a tree. Hosts to species long since departed, marked the mastodon, the dinosaur, who left dry tokens of their sojourn here on our planet floor.
The bill to commemorate women pioneers, including Angelou, was sponsored by Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Democrat of California. And she joins us. Welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Nice being with you.
Yeah, and your thoughts on the significance of this. I just reread a section of Maya Angelou's book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and she writes that growing up a Southern black girl is the rust on the razor that threatens the throat. Wow.
Dr. Angelou, she was a phenomenal woman. And it is so important that the history of women in American history be told. So this goes back to 2017 when I worked with then Treasurer Rosie Reeves to develop legislation to do just that.
Now, this is part of a broader program, as you're describing, to honor other women pioneers, including Sally Ride and other women historically who fought for suffrage. But we, of course, know we still have racial animosity in this country. So in this moment, how does a coin, how does the symbolism of a coin help?
Well, it helps quite a bit because it's not only symbolism. This is about lifting up these phenomenal women and their stories and their legacies and the barriers and the challenges that they really broke through. And I'm reflecting now today on Dr. Angelou's relationship with Dr. King. You know, she actually headed up the Northern Division of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference for Dr. King. She was very involved in the civil rights movement. And actually, her birthday is April 4th, the day Dr. King was assassinated. And for 30 years, she did not celebrate her birthday, but she and Mrs. Coretta Scott King were in touch on that day. Mm. You know, stories like this, beginning with Dr. Angelou, are so important for our young people, for everyone, but especially for girls, for women of color, for people who really have not gotten a chance to learn about women's roles in history and what, in fact, we have accomplished to make this country greater.
Hmm. Now, Maya Angelou's image is going to be on the tail side of the quarter, where it also says E pluribus unum, right? From many, one.
One.
And of course, that is still an aspiration to many in the country. There are still a lot of challenges in this country. And many on your side of the aisle fear that state voting changes will end up disenfranchising many. The bill is now stalled in the Senate. So what happens now?
Well, you know, this is a fundamental issue as it relates to our democracy, which, again, Maya Angelou fought for. This is about voter suppression. It's about denying access to the ballot box. It's about denying the constitutional right to vote to millions of people, specifically African Americans, people of color, young people, women, people who live in rural communities, the disabled. It's very sinister what's taking place. And so this week, hopefully, Senator Schumer, as he said, will follow through and call the roll. It's time to call the roll. It's time to find out whose side these senators are on. And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. This should be bipartisan. With regard to Senator Manchin, you know, he actually helped write the Freedom to Vote Act when we passed it through the House and worked with Republicans to reshape the bill and to rewrite the bill. And so this is a bill that hopefully he can bring Republicans to support because he asked that it be rewritten in a way that he thought he could bring Republicans to support it. Mm. So short of that, I hope he and Senator Sinema will reconsider their position.
Well, Congresswoman, I think we have an idea what that tally is going to be. If that bill doesn't move forward in its current iteration, what then?
Well, I'm not giving up hope. We have to keep fighting and keep moving forward. I'm cautiously optimistic, of course, that we'll get through this this week. But if we don't, given what the senators have said, we're going to keep at it. And the people who are in the streets, people who are protesting, that's how it's going to get done. People have to hold their members of Congress accountable. And this is about political will, and it's about making sure that those who we elect stand up for those who deserve to have their constitutional rights protected by their representatives.
Barbara Lee is a Democrat of California. Congresswoman, thank you for the time.
My pleasure. Nice being with you.
And there are four other women whose faces will go on American Quarters. Sally Ride, the astronaut. Wilma Mankiller, first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. Nina Otero Warren, a leader of the suffrage movement in New Mexico. And Anna Mae Wong, the early Chinese-American film star.